The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Lila writes, Doctor, there's an option for me to see my physician on Skype for a monthly fee. How do you feel about Skype medical visits? This isn't the first time I got an email on this. This is very, very in vogue new way of doing medicine, where you could Skype your doctor. You could Skype maybe a doctor at Harvard or in Germany. I mean, to not have to fly out for a consult at UCLA or Mayo Clinic, John Hopkins, and be able to talk to them over the internet is probably one of the most exciting advances that we have right now in our, you know, medical progression, our medical advancements and revolution or whatever the hell you want to call it. However, it also to me is kind of scary. So, some of you are going to pay cash for these. Some of you don't have insurance and you're going to be using it as a substitute for a visit. And, there's, you know, definitely pros and cons. Okay. So let's talk about the pro. Okay. All right, you're at work. You can't leave work. You can't drive down to the office. You can't do that. You can't leave the kids. You have kids. You can't be bringing the babies and everybody over. All right, but you need to have that follow-up for your medication. You need to follow up how you're doing. You need to save money. All right, you could on your break, you get a 15-minute break at work. Let's say you could have a 10-minute doctor interview. Get your doctor visit done. The convenience is awesome. The convenience, hands down. The cost. How much are doctors charging for a Skype visit? $50? $100? The prices may go up, but they may go down the more doctors are doing it. Okay? You have the ability to hide things from your doctor. Okay? You know, I really didn't shower. I really didn't shave. I just want to talk to him and I really don't want to get up and go out and whatever. My hair's not done. I could just put on a hat and do whatever. All right. It is so convenient. Okay. You know, I sent all my stuff to a doctor at UCLA. I want him to take a look and give his opinion on what I should do next. I don't have the money to fly out to UCLA. I don't have the money or the means. All right. I can't take off work. I could pay for a Skype interview at $250 or whatever, and I'll still be hundreds of dollars ahead. Hundreds of dollars ahead. So, all right. Now, what's bad about it? Okay. Well, one, it's the internet. All right. What kind of privacy do you have? For doctors, they have to follow some pretty stringent HIPAA guidelines for Skype. They do. All right? And if you don't follow those guidelines, that, you know, the doctor could be in trouble. All right? Somebody could be accessing and seeing what's going on or fully aware. So you may be like, well, you know, I'm thinking about leaving my husband or, you know, I'm, you know, had an affair or whatever. All right, that could be iCloud property or whatever. I mean, whatever gets uploaded to whatever. So that's a big issue. Number two is anybody examining you? Well, they're examining me. You know, they're watching me. I'm opening up my mouth. I'm shining a light in my mouth for them. I'm doing this. I'm showing them the rash. Is it really clear? Is it really, you know, when doctors, when I did my dermatology rotation, I was taught to feel the rash. Take off the gloves and touch it. Touch it. What is it thick? Is it scaly? Is it bubbly? Is it fragile? You know, what are you really feeling? Can I put my glove back on? No, you can't. Feel it. You know, so I was taught no gloves for a lot of things, okay? To feel things. I can't do that on Skype. I can't do your pap smear on Skype. I know there's a USB port, but my speculum is just too damn big. It won't work. I can't do that. Okay? So, obviously, you have a cough and cold or high blood pressure, murmur, heart, I mean, you're gonna have to see us. Now, one of you had asked that why can't you do the one visit a year with the doctor and then just everything else on Skype? Alright, I mean, you could, but you could still develop a pneumonia, a pneumothorax, an abnormal heartbeat, a thyroid nodule, abdominal distension. There's still other things that could be done. The reason why Skype is going to become so popular is because many of you tell me that your doctor doesn't touch you anyway. The doctor comes in, sits with you, talks to you, is holding the chart or typing into the computer, says goodbye, and that was your physical. Now that's a bunch of bullcrap if that's what's happening. A physical means the doctor needs to be touching you, or the medical provider, nurse practitioner, PA needs to be touching you. All right. So, you know, could I ever be for a combined approach? Yeah, I could, you know, because it's going to happen anyway. All right. I could buck it as long as I can. But, you know, I want doctors to understand people are different when they're on film. Okay. And Skype is on film. When I'm talking to you, I'm very well aware I'm on a camera. I am very well aware that you're looking at me. All right, so maybe I'm not going to fidget. Maybe I'm going to have good posture. Maybe I'm not really going to go into everything I want to go into. What if you're a counselor and you're doing counseling on Skype, which is an advantage to be able to do counseling sessions to people that don't have access to psychiatrists or psychologists, which is good. But let's say it's a woman who is being beaten by her spouse. And the spouse is in the next room listening. So she's like, everything's fine. Yet you could get her alone in a room and talk to her and really get the nitty gritty. So as you can see, pros and cons. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is October 29th, 2014. Gold opened at $1,223.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,268.34, $634.17 for a half ounce, or $317.09 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,268.34, $634.17, and $317.09.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress workforce is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I just thought YouTube video was funny. Sorry. All right, I gotta stop. Anyway, I got some bad news for you guys. Oh, I got some bad news. We have another study linking cell phones to brain tumors. Being reported out of New York Daily News, it's actually being reported everywhere in medical headlines. There is a new Swedish study that has found that brain tumor rates tripled among people who spoke on cell or cordless phones after more than 25 years. Now, some of you are like, cordless phones? That's a blast from the past. Remember when the cordless phones came out? You know how nice that was? We could walk around the house and talk. That's why we got skinny in the 90s, because everybody had a cordless phone. Nobody had to sit there and hold on to the phone. Everybody took a cordless phone. They walked around. We went to the bathroom. We took a pee poop while we had, you know, the cord. Yeah. Oh, so even cordless phones. Now, they aren't saying cell phones cause the cancer. Cause the cancer. Okay? But they found the longer somebody talked on their phone, in terms of hours and years, the more likely, the more of a chance they had to develop glioma. Glioma is a very deadly form of brain cancer. Right now, they say this is one of the biggest studies yet that they have on this, all right? So 25 years, okay, I'm 43. I was a teenager, All right, cordless phones started in the 80s and 90s, and then I was always on the phone. Now, my cell phones, I keep far away. I don't put my cell phone in my bra. I don't have my cell phone near my ovaries. I try to keep the cell phone away, but it does sleep. It's next to me. Oh, hold on a second. I was watching a video, and so my volume's up. Oh, no. No. I don't want the video to play. Hold on. Stop it. There we go. Here we go. Hold on. Oh, my gosh. Okay, close volume mixer. It's not a mixer. Mixer my foot. It's one little dial. Okay, anyway, here we go. All right, so the odds of developing a glioma rose with years and hours of use. The risk is three times higher after 25 years of use, according to Dr. Lennart Hartl. He's one of the few researchers who included cordless phones while studying cell phones and cancer risk. Now, his findings contrast another study that was huge, which failed to show strong evidence between them. Now, called the International Interphone Study, published in 2010, it was conducted by the International Agency for Research on Cancer and partly funded by phone companies. They said, according to his study, the odds of developing a glioma were double or tripled. Now, they looked at Europeans. They said only 5 out of 100,000 Europeans, or 0.005%, were diagnosed with any kind of malignant brain tumor between 1995 and 2002, according to a 2012 study in the European Journal. All right, if the rate triples, then that'll go to 16 out of 100,000. Now, Dr. Hartl, he's an oncologist in Sweden. He and his colleagues looked at 1,380 patients with malignant brain tumors to people that didn't have the tumors. Then what they did is they looked back and said, okay, well, let's look at your cell phone use. Okay? And that's how they figured out. So it's not like they're like, okay, here, guys, here's the cell phones. Let's see if you develop the cancer. What they do is they looked at the people that had cancer and then looked back at their cell phone use. Those who used the cell and cordless phones for 25 years were three times more likely. Now, how many hours? I mean, we've all used these phones. People who we call talking the most, well, I don't talk that much, more than 1,486 hours on these phones were twice as likely to develop a glioma. This was compared to those who said they used the devices the fewest hours, between 1 and 122 hours. It's been argued that studies such as these are very, very limited because you're hoping people could remember their behavior. All right? But, you know, what's very interesting with cell phones, and I hope a lot of the cell phone companies are doing this, I hope they are keeping records for, I know some of you are like, no, please don't keep the cell phone records because I called Lola and I don't want my wife knowing. All right. What I'm saying is what if the cell phone companies just have the hours that you were on? You could maybe go back to, I mean, whenever computers started to, computers started recording that with the cell phones, that's a way to tell. And you could easily add up your hours. I mean, you know, remember when we used to be charged per minute of use on the cell phone? Then they had to be like, okay, you know what, I think we've got to start doing unlimited. Now, cell phone use tripled between 2000 and 2010. I had beepers and pagers when I was in training. It wasn't until the year 2000 I actually had a cell phone and a cool-looking cell phone. Right now, though, cancer, you know, in the brain is still very, very rare. But they're thinking it's the radio frequency radiation from cell phones that is the part, is the cause. Now, they say the radiation from cell phones has not gone up at the time of a 2010 report. So, what do you do if you're worried about cell phones and radiation, etc.? I didn't know that was a hoax. There were all these videos of people popping popcorn with their cell phone radiation. Somebody said that's fake. Is that really fake? Where there's a popcorn kernel and everybody has their cell phone around the popcorn kernel and then the kernel just turns into popcorn? As far as I'm concerned, there's radiation everywhere. And so you don't want to go crazy. Okay, I mean, you don't want to freak out. You don't want to, start jumping off cliffs with this. But be careful. I mean, if you were always living on your cell phone, if you always have that Bluetooth thing by your ear or whatever, maybe every now and then take it off. Maybe every now and then use an old-fashioned hand phone. Maybe don't store your phone in your bra or in your pants next to your testicles. Maybe. I don't know, because this is what bothers me. All right, we don't have a study saying it's definite. We're having studies saying hell no and hell yeah. Now, so for, those of us in medicine and those of us not in medicine, we're like, can somebody make up their flipping mind? Do cell phones cause cancer? Do they not? But this is why I'm a little nervous. When I was in medical school, and I told you guys the story, before the Women's Health Initiative and estrogen in 2002, I was in training in the 90s, and I brought up that the estrogen use could cause heart attacks when we were told to use estrogen to prevent heart attacks. And it was an all-male, room going, okay, baby girl, really, come on. You want us to stop telling women to use estrogen? I'm like, look, all I'm saying is there's one study. Exactly, Dahlia, one study. We do not change what we do based on one study. And the study could have been wrong. I'm like, but don't we raise an eyebrow? If one study showed this, doesn't just one, if something doesn't work, all right, or something is going wrong, don't you just need to kind of stop and look at it? Okay, can we move on? Bob, your turn. Okay, let's get to some real medicine now. I'll just sit down here and file my nails like everybody expects me to. All right, and trust me, I work really well with men, but I was shot down big time by the men in the room. That was 1998, whatever. Women's Health Initiative study comes out, going, hold the phone. There could be some cardiac issues with the estrogen. And now we've changed the way we do things. So to me, even the littlest baby study gets my attention. So if we are now having multiple studies going, guys, maybe there's a cancer thing to this, maybe there's something going on, I would really like us to pay attention and not poo-poo it. Okay? And a lot of you guys like to poo-poo things. Okay, I don't want anybody poo-pooing this, but don't freak out, okay? What I suggest we do, I mean, it's very easy to do a study. Let's look at the number of gliomas being found. Let's look at how many people have brain cancer. Let's take a look. Look at the hours. Let's see if there's a rise. There should have been, if cell phones cause brain cancer, a rise since 2000, because that's when cell phones start to, but one of the studies that said, no, there hasn't been. So there hasn't been a rise in brain tumors. Why are they blaming cell phones? So somebody needs to get their poop straight and figure this out. But if you guys are frustrated by the back and forth news, I don't blame you. It's very confusing. It's very conflicting, and you don't know what the hell to do. But what I say you do, all right, because I'm starting to get the same heebie-jeebies that I got from that estrogen study in the 90s with heart disease, just kind of keep the phone away when you don't need to. And if you're having a conversation, maybe put it on speaker so it doesn't have to hug that ear. I told you, my ear gets warm when I'm on the phone. When I'm talking to my mom, my ear burns. And not just because of the stuff she's telling me or the guilt trip she's laying on me. My ear starts to burn. So I don't feel good when I'm on my cell phone. So I take the phone away. You could text. Oh, by the way, yeah, if you guys want to get out of talking to your mom or mother-in-law, show them this article going, let's just text. But I can't convey everything I need to convey in a text. Well, you're going to have to because, I worry about you, mother-in-law and mother. I don't want you getting brain cancer. So it's all about you. I would rather read your text. Oh, okay. I mean, if it's all for me, and okay. See, that's how you do it. That's how you play the mamas. That's how you play them. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
See? speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, men are freaked out about getting throat cancer from a sexually transmitted disease. And men have been asking me for male pap smears. And there is such a thing, you know, of the mouth. You know, dentists can have you, there's a certain test for HPV. Like women get tested for HPV during their pap smear vaginally. Men could do like an oral wash. Remember we talked about that? Some dentists carry the kit. You do a wash and spit, and then that kit gets sent out. So it's like a male pap smear, okay? In a way, but it's not a pap smear. It's looking for HPV. But men are having a tough time wrapping their head around how they're getting throat cancer from a virus when they may not be doing a lot of the oral sex, okay? Well, we'll explain it. Okay, I mean, now, you know, this next segment is not going to be rated G by any means, okay? Men are at increased risk for oral human papillomavirus if their female sex partners have it, not only genitally, but oral themselves. HPV transmission occurs through oral, so kissing, just kissing your girlfriend, and oral genital. Now, HPV has now surpassed chlamydia as the most common sexually transmitted disease in the world. Remember chlamydia? Remember a lot of us in high school and college, we had to answer the question, which is the most common STD? And I was like, well, you know, back in 99, I had this, and I didn't have this, and I had this, and I had this. No. Don't be counting on your fingers. The answer was always chlamydia. Was the most common. But that's because we weren't testing for HPV like we were. Now, somebody with absolutely no sign of an STD, no sign at all, is walking around with HPV. It's a risk factor for multiple cancers. Not only female cancers of the cervix and the vagina and the vulva, but also cancers that can affect male. Throat cancer, tonsil cancer, anal, rectal cancer, penile cancers. Lead researcher Eduardo Franco said in a news release from the American Association for Cancer Research, he's director of the Division of Cancer Epidemiology and chairman of the Department of Oncology at McGill University of Montreal. He said, understanding how HPV is transmitted is important because it will help us identify who is most at risk for HPV infection and how we can help them protect themselves and their partners. Our work provides additional evidence that HPV is sexually transmitted through the oral tract, through oral, and oral genital. All right, so you guys get what's going on. She may be the main star in anything done orally, and you may be the recipient 100% of the time. But if you have it, give it to her, and she decides to kiss you, now you get it. Okay? You understand? Some of you wrote me saying, but I don't ever perform it, so I don't have to worry. No, you do. You do. Okay? The study looked at 222 men and their female partners and found that the overall rate of oral HPV infection among men was over 7%. Rates were higher among those who had a female sex partner with oral HPV, nearly 29%, and or genital HPV infection, 11.5%, multiple sex partners, and went up to 18%, smokers increased the risk. People who smoked used to be one of the top risk people at risk for cervical cancer as well. So there's something that deals with the smoking as well. Of the 222 men in the study, 130 had a sex partner with a genital HPV infection. The rate of infection of HPV-16, which is one of the types, 16 and 18 are very associated are more associated with cancer than the other. About 2% among all the men in the study, 6% among the 33 men whose sex partners had genital. Anyway, they're starting to go through a bunch of numbers. They said the more often men had performed oral sex, the more likely they were to be infected with the type of HPV present in the quote-unquote genitals. Duh. All right, as opposed to getting the oral. There were no HPV infections among the men who never smoked. Now, that's interesting. Were in single-partner relationships or whose partner was free of oral or genital HPV. Okay, that makes sense. Now, we have vaccines, HPV vaccines. We've got the Cervarix and the Gardasil. Both vaccines are available for girls. Only Gardasil is available for boys. We've been telling people to get their boys vaccinated, but we aren't even getting, even the girls aren't getting their vaccinations. It's expensive. It's 3 doses. But, guys, it's worth it. Get it done. Now, before we knew about HPV when I was in medical school, it's interesting. I almost wish I was in medical school even earlier because it was fascinating to me how we learned things before we knew what they were. Remember non-A, non-B hepatitis? And then they finally figured out it was hepatitis C. You know, we're like, oh, dude, wow. So hepatitis C is non-A, non-B. You know, I mean, it was like, when you study, it was like, whoa. Well, I remember when I was in the 90s, I was in medical school in the mid-90s, and we were learning from something that had been typed up from the 1980s, the late 80s, but it was still the standard. So a lot of these worksheets and syllabi that we had a print date of 1988, 1989. And I remember specifically the font, you know, because it looked like it was typewritten. It wasn't word processed. It looked like it was typewritten. Because word processors started to get more popular in the latter half of the 80s. And, used widespread. And I remember it said, in terms of cervical cancer, nuns don't get it. Orthodox Jews don't get cervical cancer. But if you're a smoker, you're at high risk for cervical cancer. I was like, well, that's interesting. You know, I'm a smoker, Orthodox Jews. You know, maybe I should be more religious. I don't know. Well, why? Okay, nuns weren't having sex. Orthodox Jews were waiting till they were married. I don't know why they didn't bring up Mormons. You would think Mormons who waited until they were married also, you know, you would see less of that. But maybe they didn't study the Mormon population. So in this particular, you know, syllabus that we had. But I remember looking at that, going, well, that's interesting. You know, so I was like, okay, good. Whee! You know, I'm a good girl, keeping my knees bolted together. I should be okay. But the smokers was very interesting. And then I found out that one of the people in my family, one of my relatives, had cervical changes and abnormal pathways, but she was a smoker. Then we start to learn about the HPV virus. And then we're like, oh, well, that's interesting. Now, that relative that smoked had also been raped in the past. So maybe that's how they got the HPV as opposed to her long-term husband, whatever. But, you know, we're slowly kind of, we're still learning. We don't know everything there is to know. All right. You know, one of the things I'm going to be fascinated about learning is this quote unquote chronic fatigue, irritable bowel, multiple syndromes that people seem to have. And nobody could figure out what the hell is going on with them, but they feel bad. All right. Something is off. Yet all their tests show up normal. All the rheumatologic tests show up normal. Everything shows up normal, but something's off. Now, some of us are figuring out maybe it's a gluten thing. Maybe it's celiac disease with the bowel. Maybe it's chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, whatever. But I feel like we're in that non-A, non-B hepatitis stage where we just haven't figured out what it is, but we are close. And maybe the disease is called giggly goop disease. And we're like, that's what it is. You have some irritable bowel. You have some chronic fatigue. You get these muscle spasms. All of a sudden, you can't walk. You can't work. But if you exercise, it's better. But you always have to crash and you're tired and you crave carbs. But if you're not on carbs, you're better. So you see, there's this thing where we're just like, well, maybe avoid carbs or maybe do this or maybe do this, maybe do this. There's something that's out there. And we got to figure it out. And we got to call it something, okay? So, interesting stuff. But in the meantime, guys, I don't know what to tell you, you know, in terms of, you know, sexual escapades. But, you know, maybe, you know, find a dentist that could do that HPV study. And then make sure you have a real good ENT watching you in your nose and throat. Okay, you could keep an eye on you in case something starts to brew. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
I do it speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Robert wants to know which diet, in terms of the speed and how much you lose the weight in the beginning, should be your choice. He had called, I guess I had talked about in the first hour, which diet was found to be the best. Remember, there was an article that came out, a study that came out looking at all the diets, Atkins, The Zone, Weight Watchers, Nutrisystem, whatever. And they found that they're all pretty much the same. They could all help. So I guess his question was, do you go for the one that lets you drop the immediate weight or not? Which is better? Okay, now you know how I always said slow and steady wins the race. However, there's a caveat to that, okay? You will have more long-term weight loss the slower you lose your weight. We've talked about that, okay? Because for those of us that drop weight rapidly, like when you get the stomach flu, you lose all this weight because you don't eat. All of a sudden, you start to feel better. You're like, oh my gosh, look at this. I can fit into some clothes. I lost all this weight. And then after that first meal, boom, you're right back. And you're like, wait, how did that happen? And I told you it's because, you know, the body works on mathematics. It's easier for it to just get you back to the weight than for it to recalculate everything to your new weight. So that's what seems to happen. Okay, got it. Plus metabolism and all that. The body's like, okay, well, he's starved, so I'm going to, you know, make sure that doesn't happen again. I'm going to get my food stores again. So metabolism slows until you reach your back to your normal weight, and it's like nothing happened. You're like, really? Unless, of course, it was extended period. So you want to lose weight very methodically. The 1 pound a week, couple pounds a month. I was taught no more than 60 pounds a year to make it really stick. Of course, these bypass surgeries and lap band surgeries, you could lose more. But to make it stick, you don't want to lose faster than about 60 pounds in that year to really make sure it sticks. 60 pounds in a year is kind of fast. That's 5 pounds a month. All right. But we have the problem of the psychology behind the diet. So a lot of us, we start to diet, we start to exercise, and we actually find we gain weight. So everybody tells us, well, that's just muscle. And you're like, okay, no, this is ridiculous. I'm busting my butt and it's not helping. I'm gaining weight. I'm going to stop everything. Well, the reason why you gain weight is, again, we talked about this. While you're starting to firm up, your body's confused. There's a lot of exercise. There's a lot of, you know, new mumbo jumbo going on here with your body. The body doesn't know what to do, so it'll slow down the metabolism. The diets that are out there that are being marketed have to be smart. If you gain weight in the first week of you doing their diet, you won't purchase it anymore and you'll quit. So for these diets to keep you on them, week 2, week 3, week 4, you need to start to lose weight immediately. And I dig that. I get that. So like Weight Watchers back in the 80s had a quick start program and you lost 5 pounds that first week. It was like, wow. And it kept you. But that's also a very integral part of dieting. You need the psychology. You are not going to keep it up if you don't feel like something is happening. You know, I've now increased my workouts to twice a day. That's hard to do. I do a workout in the morning, and then I do a workout at night. That is very, very difficult to do. But the only reason why I'm doing it is because I am starting to see the difference. If I could see or feel or notice the difference, I'm going to stick to it. That's why it's so important for places like Weight Watchers that has the, you know, the camaraderie going, look at you, you lost, yay, you lost, ooh, they give out prizes and all sorts of other stuff. I mean, you know, you need that feedback. The other day somebody said, wow, look at you, you're getting skinny. And I'm like, no, I haven't been skinny since, you know, college. But wait, you know, they're noticing it. I'm going to keep it up. Now, there are a lot of false, what's it called when people, compliment you. Like, I'll have a patient that goes, damn, girl, you are looking good. You're looking good. I'm just here for my lower tab. All right, yeah, nice try. You know, nice try. But when somebody doesn't look like they get anything out of, they're going, you know, you're losing some weight. I see it. You're looking more narrow. I can see it. The cheekbones, I can totally see it in the face. You're losing some weight. Oh, I don't think you're really thinking. So it helps. But you got to be careful with that. Okay, because if someone's not losing weight, they're like, wait a second. Looks like whatever I'm doing is okay. I had those cookies for breakfast. I had this. Looks like it's okay. Now, what really is frustrating for me is I will bust my butt and see nothing. Then I start to give up, and the following week, I start to see the difference. I have a delayed effect. Sometimes the delayed effect is a month later. If I don't keep it up, and then I go back, and I'm like, well, wait a second, because I start dieting again, and you see what I mean? So you need to also know your body. Are you going to lose weight right away and keep it off? or are you going to have a delayed appearance? When I was losing the baby weight, nothing happened for months, and then zoom, 10, 15, 20 pounds in 2 months. Like, wait a second, how did that happen? You know, and so it was just very sudden. And so, you know, I don't mind if some of these diets you're going to lose quickly. What I do mind is if it's a diet that you really can't keep up when you're 40, 50, 60, 70, 80. If you can't do that diet when you're 80 years old, you're just going to gain the weight again. And remember, our generation now is going to live well into our 80s, 90s, God willing. So you don't be doing any crash dieting 25 years old, because when you're my age, you're going to be like, wait a second, I'm heavy again. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is an interesting study. They say men are more scared of ordering wine than spiders and job interviews. I'm not good at ordering wine either. I have no idea what I'm doing. Choosing wine is one of the things that makes this study of British men most anxious. 1 in 8 men say that this makes them the most uncomfortable, more so than spiders, more so than choosing where to go at a restaurant, more so than probably the mother-in-law sitting there choosing the wine. All right, well, why is that? When you go out to dinner or whatever, you know, the guy knowing the wine, I've never really been attracted to guys like that. I've been attracted to the guys that, you know, kind of eat with their fingers, you know, and I don't drink wine. So that's never been an issue, but I get it. You know, you're taking out the ladies and, you know, it's a very, very exciting date and you're trying to impress them and you're trying to look couth and you're trying to look cultured. I get that. Alright, what about trying to dance? Apparently, some people just can't dance and just can't clap to the beat. Okay? This study came out, this is very, very interesting, that rhythm is something that you may be born with. Okay? They say the majority of humans can clap, dance, march in unison with few problems. And that's what kind of separates us from animals. Alright? If you ask your cat to kind of shake the booty to the song, my cat, you know, she watches me dance. I have 3 cats and 2 dogs. And the cat will watch me dance, and the male dog will watch me dance. The girl dog will dance with me. And the other girl cat will dance with me, and the male cat just goes, really? Are you kidding me, really? Someone put the TV on. So I'm dancing, you know, and I'm all about the bass. I'm shaking my tushy. I'm like, Sashi, come on, shake it, Sashi. Sashi's like, no. And then the other one tries to jump in but can't do it. All right, this is a human thing. A new study of McGill University researchers looked more closely at what might be going on with beat-deaf individuals. You know, tone-deaf versus beat-deaf. Truly beat-deaf people have a difficult time clapping or tapping to a beat or swaying to one. And it's more severe than a lack of coordination. It could be, a mix of motor skills, sensory, a variety of things. And they say the range in the general population is pretty wide. Sorry about this. It's a longer study than I expected. Sorry. Anyway, some people really stink at it. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, capsicum, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.